More than 50 years ago, Congressman John Lewis helped integrate Nashville businesses and became an icon of the civil rights movement. He returned this weekend to receive the city's literary award for his new book. And as WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports, he was also surprised with a remarkable artifact from his past.
The congressman filled the MLK High School auditorium to recount the early days of the civil rights struggle, and John Lewis showed that he can still call a crowd to action.
When you see something that is not right, not fair, not just, you have a moral obligation, a mission and a mandate to stand up, to speak up and speak out and get in the way, get in trouble, good trouble, necessary trouble.
To Lewis, good trouble meant enduring attacks and arrests while protesting segregation. And those moments inspired the gift that Mayor Megan Berry came to the stage to present.
Congressman, I'm not sure you've seen these in a long time. So we have something we would like to share with you. Can you bring this out? These are his mugshots and arrest records from 1961, 1962, 1963. You were busy. You were arrested while you were protesting injustice. You were on the right side of history when the power structure of our community was not.
The images document some of the earliest of Lewis's arrests during sit-ins. He'd never seen these.
I was surprised and almost cried. I held back tears because I was so young. I had all of my hair, and a few pounds lighter. I would love to have copies of them. Place them in my Washington office.
Yes.
So when young people, especially children, come by, they would see what happened and be inspired to do something.
Lewis's Nashville rap sheet had long been elusive, says local historian David Ewing.
I just thought it was one of those things that they were either lost, or some cities, if you were charged with a misdemeanor, you may not have gotten a mugshot.
For 15 years, Ewing periodically asked the police to find the records with no luck. That changed a few days before Lewis's visit, says police spokeswoman Chris Mumford.
I remember texting David, "Eureka! We found him!"
Yeah. This small manila envelope that had not been seen since the early 60s.
The breakthrough was thanks to a newly organized archive and Police Chief Steve Anderson. He teaches city history to police cadets in training and wanted Lewis's records as a visual aid. The chief's lesson is that these days, officers should allow demonstrators to assemble. For Lewis, the photos are proof that change can come from making good trouble. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.